Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Distracted with some of these insane news articles that are coming out. You know, some of the things happening this week have my attention, and so I want to talk about it a little bit today because so many people are blindsided, and I don't even know where to begin. Okay, so I've been mourning about this whole GESERA, Global Economic Security Reformation Act, which was used to be known as NESERA, the National Economic Security Reformation Act. But then NESERA became global and became GESERA. And so all 209 nations signed on to this with the Paris Accord treaty. It was buried in that bill that the United States dollar would end the fiat dollar, become gold-backed, and we would have a global reevaluation of currencies, which admittedly will tank the United States dollar, which was the plan all along, because what they want to do is worldwide socialism, bring everybody's currencies up to the same level playing field, which, if you know anything about economics, is complete hogwash. It will never work. And so, but they don't care. They don't care about facts. And so President Trump was supposed to come in, be a placeholder between the old New World Order and the fiat dollar system, and this restored Republic America, which is what it's called under GESERA, with the new dollar-backed USN. Instead of being USD fiat, it goes to USN gold-backed. And so they were having huge problems at the G20 because Trump just refused. Trump's the man who reads things. He knows how to read. And he read that Paris Agreement, and it was all hogwash. It was all putting the responsibilities of global warming and the boogeyman causes all on the backs of America, which would cost America billions of dollars. And Trump was like, no way. First of all, global warming's a farce. It's not carbon emissions that's causing it. Second of all, you're just trying to drain more money out of America, which America doesn't have, so everybody else could just benefit on boogie science and then fill their pockets with American cash. Trump was saying, no way, I'm not going to sign this bill. So what they did was they took GESERA out of the Paris Accord, and they put it inside the American Health Care Act, which is what all the to-do is going on in Congress yesterday, because they were supposed to pass it. Now, the drama aspect of all that was because the cabal, the libtards, were refusing, were trying to keep it from happening. And so McCain, supposedly, and this is the drama, supposedly they visited McCain at his house, assaulted him, ripped out his left eye, and forced him to go to Congress and sign the Health Care Act. Wow. I don't like McCain either, but I wouldn't pluck his eye out. And so to hide all this abuse, he was claiming that he has a brain tumor or whatever. I haven't looked at his eye. I don't know if it's true, if this is just crap I'm reading on the Internet. But this is all in the daily logs of the GESERA sites. So it has to be true, right? This stuff's something else. But the one thing, because like, I've been following this NESERA thing forever. I have a website, NESERASucks.com. That's how long I've been on this. And I think I put that up back in 2008 or 9 or something. This is the agenda that I've been terming the New Age Alien Agenda. Because who was behind GESERA and NESERA? Well, if you read the rhetoric, you read about the elders, the Chinese elders. I like that one, Chinese elders. And now they replaced grandfather with grandmother overnight, seemingly, because now their newsletters are referring to grandmother. Maybe she transgendered overnight. I don't know. This stuff gets crazy. But either way, the only reason I'm following it is this, because there's all these plots to take Trump out of office. And they act like Trump is in on this, like he's aware of this. Like, he's just going along with the game and doing, you know, I call it hogwash. Because I don't think President Trump would agree to go to all this aggravation to just be a temporary president, to be removed by September 30th. I don't think he sees things that way. Now, the people that run the New Age newsletters want you to think that he's cooperating, he's aware of this, and no, he's not. He's not. He didn't sign on to be a temporary president. And so this is where the drama comes in and the fight comes in, because, you know, there's so many. You got the deep state coming after Trump. They want him out. Then you have the other side, the Gezerra crowd, claiming that the cabal is over. They're all being arrested. They're all being killed off, blah, blah, blah. But then you still have the deep state wanting to remove Trump from office via his own people that he thinks are close to him. He can't appoint anybody to a position and they don't turn on him. I mean, Mueller worked for Hillary Clinton. Why would he appoint him to begin with? Who does this appointing for Trump? He keeps putting the old snakes in the Obama administration in his administration. Does it make any sense? He doesn't have one person he could trust in D.C. Now the game plan is that they're going to start impeachment proceedings on him after this weekend. If he fires Mueller, they'll use that to try to impeach him, or they'll release his tax records. You know, in all those years Obama was off in office, and even the Bushes, when did they release their tax records? They try to make these big deals out of stuff that were never existent in any other presidential administration. They keep trying to come up with excuses to impeach him, to get rid of him. And I think the general public is getting real sick and tired of it, because I can't even watch the news anymore. I just can't take it. It's just all drama. So apparently, President Trump has signed this American Health Care Act. He has to know the USN's buried in that bill. So he's going along with that aspect. But now the push is going to be on, now that he has signed it into bill, because they had to have a legal, constitutionally elected president to sign that into bill, and, you know, George Bush Jr. didn't qualify because the Supreme Court nominated him in, because he didn't win his election, and Obama wasn't even a resident of America, so he wasn't constitutionally qualified. Because they have to cross their T's and dot their I's. Trump was qualified to run for president and win. So they needed Trump to sign in this whole Restored Republic America Act thing. At whose drum? Who's the one beating the drums on all this? The Chinese. Who owns America? The Chinese. What have I been screaming about? They're operating in the background. Russia's laughing. Because for years, it was a Russia war in Chinese against America. You take over a country without firing a shot. You start taking over the money and the economics. That's what they did. But they have a lot of help, because if you look at who controls the Chinese and who controls the Russians, it all leads back to the same group that's coming up against me, which is the Great White Brotherhood. If you look at the Great White Brotherhood, it's a serpent cult, the Serpent Masters from Venus. That's the Ashtar Command I've been screaming about for years, folks. This whole Ashtar Council. It's all one and the same. They're the ones pushing the Chinese. They are the elders of the Chinese. They are the Aryans of Germany. They are fitting everybody's. They're the ones behind the background. They're the ones pushing this. Why? Because it's the eighth and final regime that will rule over the world. And this whole RV currency money is the base of their entire regime. It's the base. It sets the footwork for the entire thing. Global rule of the world. Sets up a one world government, one world economics. And who rides on the back of that? The Antichrist. That's how they bring in the Antichrist. No, Obama is not the Antichrist. He's a clone. Trump is not the Antichrist. The Antichrist is not human. The Antichrist is an ascended master called Sananda, who the church has called Jesus. So I encourage them to start calling the Son of God by his real name, Yahushua. Some will argue it's Maitreya, it's Allah. They're both coming in together as the Antichrist and the false prophet. They change their characters so much. First it's Maitreya, then it's Sananda. Then it goes back to Maitreya, the Islam beast. And then it goes back to Sananda. So the churches will think it's Maitreya, the Islam beast. And the Arabs will think it's Sananda, the Christian's Jesus. That's exactly how it works now. And then amongst all this madness, they're introducing chipping. Company in Wisconsin, and say they're the first ones. They're not. There was a company down in Orlando. I put a video up last year how the employees at this company in Orlando cafeteria could use a chip in their hands to pay for their food in the cafeteria, and I have a video on it showing how someone's paying for their food in the cafeteria. Not real technical, just how it is. Well, now this company in Wisconsin, to get the boat rolling, is showing how they're going to have their employees voluntarily get microchipped so that they can wave their hands over their printers, really, a printer, and locked doors and things like that, and all with their chip implant. This has been going on in other countries, mostly in clubs. They've been testing this out. But now they're introducing it into America. And if you watched last year, NBC had a video that said by the end of 2017, all Americans will receive a microchip implant. You know, the Obamacare bill, there was a provision for a medical device implant in a registry. That was the RFID chip implant. I don't know if it's in the American Health Care Act. I don't think anybody knows what's in the American Health Care Act. Trump and them just passed. Because if it was based on welfare, then why does most of it cover 1/6 of America's economy, issues with America's economy? This is how they hide stuff. If they were so proud and so legal about a restored republic in America, restoring America back to constitutional law, why are they using unconstitutional means to bring it out? Why are they hiding it? Where's the transparency? Why don't you just come out and say, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to restore America's constitution. We're going to get rid of the fiat money and introduce the gold-backed dollar. Why don't you just come out and say that? Because when you hide stuff, it's suspect. It looks criminal. So either way, the game plan is to have this rolling by next week. Of course, we've been listening to this for years. I mean, seriously, since 2012, I think. But they have a definite date of September 30th that they want Trump out of office, to have him impeached, and one of a million reasons they dream up, and have him impeached by September 30th so they can put Paul Ryan in as president. Really? Paul Ryan? According to Tory Smith, Paul Ryan is a Satanist, a baby raper, a baby killer. He's a monster. Approved by the Vatican, of course. So why is the Vatican pushing the strings and saying, we're putting Paul Ryan as president of this new restored republic? Well, the American people, 85% of those who voted, just put Trump in office. So who do any of these other countries, whether it be the Pope or the Chinese voodoo elders, have any say on who America's president's going to be? Oh, but we're going by constitutional law. Yeah, and all these people are outside hissing, telling Americans what they're going to do, what they're going to take, what's going to happen. Do you see the game being played? It's all crap. It's all a bunch of garbage. But this is all the fighting going on in the background, the deep state. The deep state is another name for shadow government. It used to be shadow government. I don't know why they call it deep state now. I guess it sounds better. Remember back in the days when Bush was president and he stole it from Al Gore, so Al Gore became the president of the shadow government? And it's taken a whole new level since then. It's taken a whole new level, deep state. Because they're not even human now. They're not human. It's almost like dealing with the fifth column of the FBI. It's the fringe element of the FBI. When you look at the shadow government, the deep state, that's the fringe element of our government. Not human, folks. I think people think I'm crazy, I'm a cult and all this. Oh, please. I can look at reality and accept it for what it is. I don't like it, and I'll fight against it. But at least my eyes are open to it. So I'm saying all this, I don't know, give you a heads up, why they want Trump out of there so bad, why they're huffing and puffing, and they want to put Paul Ryan in office, because Trump's not one of them. People think I'm a Trump lover. I'm not a Trump lover. I just have never heard in all my hearings and all my people and all my contacts and all my sources, I've never heard one person say Trump ever killed a baby or went to a satanic ritual. But I've heard plenty about Paul Ryan. I've heard plenty about these Chinese elders. I know them. I know half that Ashtar Council. I know all of them. I deal with them all the time. They're littlest kids. They're not even human. They're tall grays. People want to think I'm crazy. You wait. You wait until the veil is lifted and it's too late to stop anything. And you see these beings for what they are because the dimensions are merging. They want to talk about ascension. Their idea of ascension is loading up the UFOs of gullible humans so they can take them up in space, kill them, and put them in their freezers. They eat humans, folks. I don't even know where to go. You know? So we either keep Trump in office and try to keep the guy alive because everybody's trying to kill him. Or you get Paul Ryan. The Great White Brotherhood choice. Great White Brotherhood are Satan's people, outright Satan worshippers. They're all It's the whole shebang. It's Satanism at its worst. So it'll be interesting to see which direction, because every time I see these directions they're going in, which is always the same, it doesn't look good for America. Not to mention we got a poll flip coming. And instead of all these distractions, all this crap going on of impeaching Trump and Russia did this and Russia did that, and we got a poll flip coming, folks. If you haven't noticed, the sun's setting in the northwest. Yeah, you don't think that's a problem. It's rising in the northeast and setting in the northwest. 7-day pole flip coming. During that time, 3 days of darkness. And for those with ears, stay in your homes during that 3 days of darkness. Don't venture out anywhere, because creatures will be unleashed on the earth to destroy the wicked. I've done videos on the coming pole flip. Laid it out for you. It's already the end of July. They're way past their deadlines of getting this whole Restored Republic thing going. Because they're delaying and delaying and delaying, because they're kind of waiting for the pole flip. They wanted to use that as part of their agenda. That's why the endless delays. Delays, 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 delays. They want to come and act like they're this world saviors, you know. They're coming to help mankind. Oh. So they piggyback on anything I'm talking about. They try to give them a heads up on timelines. Chip implanting, folks, it's the mark of the beast. Don't get it. Don't get it. I have videos up on RFID chip implant. I know they're standing up. Preachers, T.D. Jakes will start screaming, it's not the mark of the beast. Just like they had Arnold Murray doing that. All these Masons will stand up and say, it's not the mark of the beast. It is. And it will damn your soul to hell if you get it. Either hand. In between the thumb and the fingers, the spot they're putting it. Because I think, the Bible says right hand, so we'll do it in the left, and it'll fool the Christians. Well, it was Dexios that was translated wrong in the KJV. It should have read any hand, either hand, right or left. Do not get the chip. Because mark should have been translated chip. The mark of the beast is the chip of the beast. Anyway, folks, be back on Friday. God bless everyone.